Okay, so Mazel Tov, Yo, and Mrs. Halpin. So this is the cover d'or. This is for the schus of the Torah given over at the Bris. I know this isn't the Bris, but you're entering into the Bris now. So the Torah given over at the Bris, I heard from a tzaddik one time, is machnis the it is it help it helps machnis the neshama into the child. It's very, very, very important. So you have to make sure you have some very choshev Torah to give over at the Suda. And hopefully this is a chelik of that as well. So originally Adam HaRishon was given a neshama. Now this is after the chait. So the neshama was a chelik noisef to him. It was something that he had. And until Noach, what happened was that neshama was given to different tzaddikim like Meshushalach and Chanoich, and it was given to all of the tzaddikim until Noach, and then it went to Shem. But each one of the tzaddikim was given this neshama, and then when he died, the neshama was, so to speak, taken away and then given to somebody else. There was no integration of any of those tzaddikim with the neshama until Avram Avinu. Avram was the first person who worked on himself so deeply that the neshama actually became a chelik of his guf. The guf, the mensch, whatever you want to call it, but the guf and the neshama by Avraham, the neshama was integrated into the guf to such an extent that Hashem deemed it necessary that there should be a siman on the guf that the neshama had become fused, merged with the guf. And that was Bris Milah. So by Avraham, he had actually internalized, so to speak, the neshama. He was the first person to have internalized the neshama. Now, Avraham had two children, Yishmael and Yitzchak. This neshama was passed down to Yitzchak, not to Yishmael. Yishmael was not zoicha to this.
Absolutely.
This neshama was passed down to Yishmael. Now, so it was passed down to Yitzchak. Yitzchak took the bull vita, so to speak, and integrated the neshama deeper into his guf to the point where his two children, Esav and Yaakov, were born with this neshama. Okay? Yaakov then took it, so to speak, from Esav, and Esav went off. And from then on, and that's what we call B'nai Yisrael. From then on, all of B'nai Yisrael, the neshama and the mensch had become so enmeshed with each other, so fused with each other, that from then on we're called B'nai Yisrael. And every Jew, it's just like Lahavdil, like monkeys give birth to monkeys, and cats give birth to cats, Jews give birth to Jews. By Yisrael, there was this ultimate merging with the guf and the neshama, to the point where that's really where there became the concept of a Yisrael. A Yisrael is a human being with a neshama that are mamash enmeshed with each other. So from Yisrael onwards, he didn't have any children who weren't shaykh to the neshama. Yeah, all his 12 children, however you break it down, 13 children, were all shaykh to the neshama. And from then on, that was the concept of Eid. Okay, so let's just back. Yeah.
Question, just that one branch off where we're saying it went to Yitzchak versus Yishmael. Maybe I missed it when I came on a little late. What's the makar for that? I know I always have this problem. I know the Torah talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu says the seed is going into your son Yitzchak, and then it says again Yitzchak into Yaakov. Is that the same makar for this concept?
That's the Makor LP, the Psukim, but and then we'll explain exactly now. It's a great question. Exactly now, the Makor LP Svara, where that works out. So, where that works out, LP Svara, is that by Yishmael and Yitzhak, Yitzhak received his bris milah on the 8th day. Yishmael received his milah on the 13th year. And what that symbolizes is the difference between Yerusha and Avoda, meaning that Yitzchak received it without any. I mean, what's an 8-day-old baby? What did he ever do? Yeah, zero. 13 years old. Yeah, to give yourself bris milah, that's a shtickle mesiras nefesh. Yeah. So not even a shtickle. That's a real mesiras nefesh, it seems like. So this is a the Raviel Khan brings a he brings the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, and he says there was a machlokas. Yitzhak and Yishmael were having a machlokas with each other. Zeh ani chaviv mimcha gimushana. So Yishmael said, I'm more dear from you because I have my bris at Yud Gimushana. You'd get on the 13th year. Said Yitzhak, Ani chaviv, and they're having this machlokas, who's more chaviv? Yeah, me, Yishmael, because I took my bris milah at 13 years, or me, Yitzhak, that I took my bris milah at 8 days. So this really outlines the entire relationship, the difference between the relationship between Am Yisrael and the Umos HaOlam. Is that there was an avoider by Yishmael? There was an avoider for the Bris Milah. By Yitzhak, there was no avoider by the Bris Milah. And that's the difference between Hashem, in a sense, Hashem's relationship with Noach and Hashem's relationship with Avraham. See, Noach was Ish Tzaddik, was Halech in Hashem, Tzaddik Ish Tam, Tzaddik Doer. He was all these shvachim, as we've said many times. Yeah, Hashem was mishabeach him. As soon as he mentions Noach, he gives him these three big shvachim. Whereas Avraham, it's just lech lecha me'atzecha. There's no shevach to Avraham because the relationship of the Umos HaOlam is tali on their behavior. If they behave like mention, then they're chaviv. Chaviv Adam sheniver b'tzelem Elokim. If their behavior is not correct, then the Tzelem Elokim leaves them and they're not chaviv to him bichlal. Masha enken am Yisrael banim atem l'shem Elokeichem. Whether he's good or bad, whether he's behaving like a mensch, not behaving like a mensch, he's your kid. You love him. What can you do? You're upset that he's not behaving like a mensch. Yeah, but that doesn't stop him from being your son. That's the relationship with, that's the difference between the relationship, and that's what's expressed exactly by the fact that Yitzhak received his bris milah having done nothing, with no schusim, no avoda bichlal, whereas Yishmael's entire kesher to Hashem is predicated on his behavior. So that's called an ava talui bedava and an ava she'eina talui bedava. Yitzhak's relationship with Hashem is an ava eina talui bedavra. It's family, mamash. It doesn't matter. You get you the neshama went into you. That's your chelik of the Yerusha. Whereas the Umos HaOlam, their entire relationship with him is ruach, is predicated on their behavior. That means it's an ava that flows from the seichel, meaning from Hashem's seichel. See, Hashem has a seichel. To say that's not there's the Ratzon is the mensch, and then you have a seichel and you have midas, etc. So when there's a love predicated on some kind of reason, i.e. the good behavior, that means it's a love that's coming from the mind. Yeah, and that's chetzoni to the mensch. Whereas the inyan of a ben, that's not predicated on the mind bichlal. That's called a kesher atzmis, and that's coming from the essence of the essence of the one who's loving, and that's called face to face. Yeah.
So you've given the svara of how of why that is, but in essence, the Umos HaOlam actually have to do a lot more to prove themselves and it's a little bit more shevachtik that they actually have to do something, whereas a yid doesn't have to do much.
So that's we do have to do. So now this is important because the yid is a human being. You ask the perfect questions, Avi, each time to get to the next stage. Clear. That the yid is a shiluv of a mensch and a neshama, as we've said over and over. A yid is a human being with a neshama. The umos ha'olam are just human beings. So a yid has shtei avoiders. He has the two avoiders. He has the avoider of Yishmael. He has to act like a mensch and earn it, so to speak. But be'ikah, his kesher is that of Yitzhak, where it's mamash a Yerusha integrated into him in no skus of his own. And that's the similar bris milah. Okay. Now, just to see this beautifully we see this in Tefillah, in Birchas Hashanah, in just before Bezuka Dezimra. Yeah, we have two interesting halakim of the Siddur. We have the Mishnah, the Mishnayos of Zvachim of Ezim and Koyma that we read, and then we have Rabbi Yishmael Omer, yeah, the Yud Gimel Midas. So think about that. The two drachim to Hashem is the inyan of revelation and avoider, meaning he reveals himself to you and you extrapolate. So the relationship of the yidden to Hashem primarily, again, don't forget the yid is a human with an neshama. So we have both relationships, and that's why we say both these things in davening. Yeah, but the ikkar relationship of the yid is that Hashem revealed himself to us. The umos ha'olam extrapolate from this world to understand the Ribbono Shel. They see the DNA, they see the Big Bang, the fine-tuning, and they say, wow, look at all these amazing rayos in the creation. There has to be an intelligent creator. There has to be. Yeah, the intelligent ones say that. Whereas the Yidden, as we said before, we're working from the opposite. We're working from the opposite way. We know Hashem Echad. And therefore, all of our philosophy, so to speak, is spent working out how on earth there can be a world. Yeah, read, open up the Kisvei Ari, open up all the Sifrei Kabbalah, all the Sifrei Chassidus, and all we're doing is trying to work out how on earth is there a world. Hashem Echad, that's for sure, obviously. Yeah. Now, how can there be a world? There's a sphere, as Tzimtzum, b'chulei b'chulei. Yeah, the Goyim say, oh, there's a world. Yeah, for sure. Now let's extrapolate from that. And oh, look, it looks to me like there's mamash an intelligent creator, two different ways. And that's Ezim HaKoyim and Amar Rebbe Yishmael. Why? Ezim HaKoyim is Mishnah, which is Neshama, which is coming from above down. That's revelation. How many capital, how many Mishnayos are there in Ezim HaKoyim? Take a guess. Eight. The Yud Gimel Midas of Rabbi Yishmael is 13. So the avoid of the Yud Gimel Midas is learning from, it's exactly that avoider of going from the Torah to Hashem. Whereas the Mishnah is just shut up and listen. That's coming from Hashem to us. So we have eight Mishnayos. Yeah, that's Keneged Yitzhak, and that comes first. That's the Ikkar. But then we also have the Yud Gimel Midas. That's where we Yishmael. Yeah, that's our avoda as a human being, learning davar mitoch davar, klal meplach, kal vachomer, going from here up. And that's 13. That's the Yud Gimel Shanim. That's both the avodas that we have, and that's where it's seen there. So that's the inyan of bris milah is we have to remember that the reason why the child gets a bris milah at 8 years old, not at 8 days old, not 13, is because it's mamash the Yiddishkeit that the father's giving to the child. Mamash the Yiddishkeit that the father and the mother are giving to the child. That's in the child, there's nothing that the child needs to do that, and that's a symbol of our kesher to Rabbeinu. Whether you're good or bad, that's just going to dictate his frustration. That's not going to dictate his love. If our next door neighbor kid is good or bad, that will dictate our love. This just dictates his frustration. The love is always there. It's not an avatari bedava. As a yid, you can't earn Hashem's love. You can help him not be frustrated, but his love is just there. And that's exactly why the little child who's done absolutely nothing gets a bris milah. It's a deep symbol of Am Yisrael's relationship with Rabbeinu Shloim. It's not an ava talui bedavra, it's an ava atzmis. It's mamash coming from the Rabbeinu Shloim himself. It's not predicated on the object of the love. It's coming from the one who loves. Okay, Rabio.
Goyach, thank you so much.
You should be zeicha to lots of nachas.
Yeah, my wife just has a few questions before we Amen.
Yeah, sure, Mrs. Halpern. Shall I turn off the recording or is it's Kashur?
Yeah, you can turn off the recording. I mean, it has to do with Bris, the kavanas and stuff.
I'll